The West African marine domain is the backbone of economic activities that contribute substantially to various national economies within ECOWAS. However, in recent years, the sub-region has been threatened with illicit activities such as crude oil theft, hostage taking, smuggling, unreported and unregulated fishing, and dumping of toxic waste. These illegal activities have led to revenue loss running into billions of dollars. To deal with the situation, the ECOWAS Commission was mandated to develop a holistic marine policy framework in 2012 for an integrated marine strategy to combat daily maritime activities. In accordance with this, the sub-region has been divided into three maritime zones: Zone E, made up of Benin, Niger, Nigeria, and Togo. Zone F consists of Burkina Faso, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And Zone G has Cape Verde, the Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Mali, and Senegal. ECOWAS' resolve to curb maritime illegal activities has received support from the German government through GIZ, which has donated the state-of-the-art communication. In a speech read for him, the Minister of Defense, Dominic Nitiwu, said the equipment will help the military fight sea banditry and other crime.
These are all efforts by West African countries, agreed by West African heads of state, embark such a venture so that our Gulf of Guinea, our maritime domain, will be free from all these guys operating. When we went to those centers, the offices and the operational rooms, so that they could monitor as far as to about 1,000 nautical miles to Angola. You can see that you can monitor all the ships and all the movement, and even the type of ship, number of people in the ship, activities that they are doing in the ship are all monitored on the machines that have been provided. So we are very, very thankful to the German government for providing this equipment. We share information and then we come out with the intelligence to operate on the seas so that everybody will be free.
The Commissioner of Political Affairs, Peace and Security of ECOWAS Commission, General Francis Behansen, was happy with the German government's support in the fight against maritime illicit activities.
Godwin Alorewe filed that report.